So soft ground, if the shovel was stuck into the ground before Yom Tiv, there's no Harishim, and now there's no Katishar either. It's soft ground. It's like sand. For the Gemara still covered Guma, but now when you pick the shovel out of the ground, you know, you take up a shovel full of dirt, you're making a hole. So Rashi says, V'chayim Mishum Binyan, that should be called a Binyan. So really it depends where you do it. If you do it in your house, Amol, they didn't have floors like we do. Amol, the floor of the house used to be dirt. So if you make a hole in your house, that's called binyan. It's a way of building in the house. If you do it outside in the field, the yisur would be harisha. You're like plowing the ground. But I call upon it by making a hole in the ground, the chutzim locha, it's binyan in the house. So for the moral of the whole covet, guma, you're making a hole. So Moran says, Kid Rabbi Abba. The Yom Rabbi says that achayfe guma, in the case that somebody true digs a hole on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, b'Shabbos, it digs a hole on Shabbos. Abba v'ein no tzorach el liyofra. The only reason why you're digging is not because you want the hole. You don't really want to make a binyan here. Your purpose is you need dirt. Let's say like here, you need dirt now to cover up the blood of a chaya or a knife. That's your purpose of making the hole. The locher is potter alay. You should know on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're potter alay. So shver Rashi says here, elo mekalkel b'chol mekalkel p'turim. Really, it's a p'turim. It's called you be mekalkel here, you're just ruining. In other words, this hole, if you have no purpose for the hole, and you're making a hole in your ground, so if you need the hole there, it's called binyan. You're building in your house, you're making a hole you need. But if you don't need the hole, the only purpose is you want dirt now, so taking the dirt out, there's no malacha. The malacha is you made the hole. If you don't want a hole, and you have a hole in your house, it's only be mekalkel. You're ruining your house. So Mashma mekalkel, according to Rashi, is mamish potter, you're allowed to do it l'chatchila. Tosis learns, not like that, Tosis learns, it's a p'tur and hilchas Shabbos and the malacha is it's a malacha shentzrich l'gufa. You don't want the real malacha. The real malacha of binyan is that you would want the whole. Here, since you don't want the whole, it's called the malacha shentzrich l'gufa. But so you ask a tema. The im came p'tur abul osar l'chatchila. The malacha is that's true. Midiraisa it's mutar, but midirabbanan it's an issur midirabbanan. Every malacha shentzrich l'gufa is osar midirabbanan. So come here on Yontif, you're allowed to make the hole. The Yeshloiman, but Toys Enechanami. Really, it should be Yosem the Rabbonin. Abedimishum Simchas Yontif Mutrafi Lukatchila. You have to say Yemishum Simchas Yontif there, Matthew. In other words, you want to be able to eat the chicken now on Yontif, to have Simchas Yontif. So Mishum, the mitzvah, Simchas Yontif, the Rabbonin will make it and say, you're allowed to make the hole. Because making the hole in your house, since your only purpose you want the hole is just to use the dirt, not to use the binyan, the hole. That's not an issue of the rice, it's only an issue of the rabbonin, and the rabbonin's were makel, mishum simchas yontif. That's Chana Mishnah, that's why by Shami says, lechatchila you're allowed to do it, and by Sil says, no, only by the Evid you're allowed to do it. Right, then the Mishnah says, she'efa kira muchenhu. You should know the ashes that come out of the oven, that's muchen. That you're allowed to use for kisi adam. So Gemara says, efa kira man b'chashmei. Who mentioned the words of efa kira? Like the Mishnah before was not talking about Efekiro. Before we're talking about if you make a shchita chayiv yoif and you don't have dirt, can you use a yichase bedaker? Can you use a shovel stuck in the ground? Can you use it or not? That was the shiloh. We weren't talking about ashes from the oven. So how come the Mishnah now says she'efa kira muchen mashma to continuation that you should know the ashes of the oven is muchen, is prepared. You're allowed to use it. It's not muksi. You're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Look, who was talking about the ashes? So Moran says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Hochi Komer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. It's a new statement. The Eifer Kira, even though it says Lashon She'efer, it does not really mean She'efer, but it means to say V'efer. A new statement. You should know that the ashes, Kira, of the oven, Mochino, it's called prepared. In other words, you're allowed to bake on Yontif, you're allowed to use the oven on Yontif. So after you got finished baking, you have the leftover charcoal, the burnt ashes. Those ashes are not called muksa, it's called muchin, and you're allowed to touch it on Yom Tov. And you're allowed to use it for kisi adam also. So, Mel, in such a case, Beis Hillel would also be moida. If you know you have ashes in your oven, so you're allowed to shech na lechatchila the oif or the chayim, because you have something prepared to make the kisi adam with. So that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That it's called muchin, it's not muksa, you're allowed to use it. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Loishanu, this was only learned, Ela Shehusak Merav Yomtif. Only in the case that the ashes were there from Merav Yomtif. It was like burnt before Yomtif, so Melech not Noilet. Like before Yomtif, you know you have ashes. So a person uses ashes. So sitted like you have in das in mind to use the ashes is not muksa. Aval husak piyamtiv. Let's say you first put the wood into the oven tray on yamtiv. So at the beginning of yamtiv it was wood, it wasn't ashes, and now you burnt up the wood on yamtiv and it becomes into ashes. Also, you should know it's like neilad. That's muksa, because before yamtiv it was wood, it wasn't ashes. It first became ashes on yamtiv itself. That's a svar of neilad. That's called muksa. You can't use it. Rashi says, "Avul husak biyamtiv, teleka lemeima daite aleveima yes malasar." You can't say the person had a mind to use it from before yamtiv, because before yamtiv you didn't have these ashes. Before yamtiv it was a piece of wood. You first burned this piece of wood on yamtiv, so it's muksa. Because you can't say you had a mind to use the ashes. The ashes weren't around. So that's what the Mishnah says. The eighth of the kiram, the ashes of an oven, is not muksa. It's prepared to be used. That's talking about where it was burnt from before yamtiv. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, you know you have ashes in the oven, and ashes you could use. The Morris times they used to use it to cover up dirt, we'll soon see, to cover up tzoyam. They used to use it. You could use it for kisya dam. So therefore, it's called mukhin. It's not muksa. Havad the bisman is they'll be called muksa because we don't use it for anything. But the Morris times they used to use these ashes. So if the ashes were around from before Yom Tov, it's not muksa. More about the avol husak b'yomtiv, but if it was only cooked up on yomtiv, the ashes, also then you can't use it. Other the royal litzlois boy beitza, let's say it's still hot charcoals. Let's say the ashes are not died out completely. It's still a little bit hot, the ashes, that you could put an egg on top and roast an egg. That takes a little bit, you don't need that much heat to roast an egg. Then mutter. Then we say the ashes are not called mukser. In other words, since you're still allowed to cook on yomtiv, and these ashes could be used for cooking purposes, and for that it's not muksa, because at the beginning you had wood. Now wood was set aside to use for cooking purposes. So kol zaman you cook with it, it's like not muksa, it's called what you used it for. So kol zaman these ashes have some heat to it, that you could cook, roast up an egg, it's not called muksa, it's still called usable. So even though now you want to use it for something else, for kisi adam would also be mutter. It's like a migu. Migu you could use it now to roast an egg with it, it's still called roi, and you could use it. Tanya Nami Yoch, we also learned like this, that Kishomru Eifa Kiru Muchen, that our Mishnah says, if you have ashes from your oven, it's considered Muchen, it's called usable on Yomtif, it's not Muksa, who, the Muchenu, Lo Yamorin, it was only said, Elisha, Husak Mer of Yomtif. In a case where you burnt up these ashes before Yomtif, you baked before Yomtif, and you have the ashes there from before Yomtif, then it's not called Muksa. Ah, well, Husak Yomtif, but in the case where you first baked, you use the oven today on Yomtif, then Osir. Then we say the ashes that come after baking is like Neulid. It was not around before Yomtif. Before Yomtif was only wood, not ashes. And then it blighted Muksi. Not allowed to touch it. Of again, the Imroyal Litzlis by Beitza. Let's say these ashes still have some charcoal, it still has heat. There's still some fire there that has enough heat that you're able to roast an egg there, even though you don't need that much heat for it. Then Mutter. Then we say it's still called something that's usable. It's still cold, like the wood is still here. You can still cook and bake with this heat coming out of these ashes. Then the ashes still has a lach like Eitzim. Then you're still allowed to use the ashes. You're allowed to pick them up with a shovel and use it for kisya dam. Right, the new halacha now. Hichnis ofar liginosai. Let's say you bring in dirt from before yamtif into your gin, into your garden. Ulochrovosai, that's used in the backyard. Is mutlachasis boy. You're allowed to now use this dirt on yomtiv to be mechasa. That's also called like mukhin, it's not muksa. In other words, since you brought dirt into your house before yomtiv, we say people in the Gemara's times used to use dirt for reasons. They used to use it to cover up soya, to cover up dirt with it. So since it was something to be used, if you brought it in your house, you had in mind to use it, it's not muksa. This man is there, we don't use dirt, avad it's muksa. But on the side that you would use dirt and you bring it into your gina, into your garden, into your backyard, it's mutlachasas boy. It's not muksa. You're allowed to use it to cover up the kisi adam. The Yom Rav Yudav Yudah said though, machnis adam amole kuposa yofer. A person can bring into his house a complete big bundle, a big basket full of dirt. The yosav bar kortzorkei. And you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. In other words, it's not muksa. You brought it in to be used, to use to cover up dirt. So you can use it for any purpose you want. Now, Dorosh Mazutra, Mazutra Dashin, and said, Mishmei de Mazutra, Rabba, the name of Mazutra Rabba, for who Sheyachton Lakaran Zovis. That though we say if you bring in a basket of dirt into your house, it's not mukts, it's mukhin. It's only if you set aside your yachal keren zavis. You put it away in a special corner. In other words, this dirt, I'm not bringing in to be mevatel, to make it part of my floor, to make the floor smoother, to be mevatel to the floor. No, I'm bringing it in to use. That's why I'm putting it in a special place. If I put it in a special place, then I mean to say, I still want to use this dirt, it's not part of the floor, then it's not mukhs, then it's not mukhs. Trashi vusha yachtalo, v'loi shotcha, not stop throwing it over your floor. The mukhs milsa l'tzarchav kaboy. Then we say you want to use it if you put it on a special corner. We're talking about very soft dirt. It's not missing that you have to be chofar to dig or katisha to chop it up. It's only a question of muksa or not. So we say if you brought it into your house before yomtiv, so we say it's not muksa. You have that to use it on yomtiv. You're allowed to use this dirt to cover up shmutz or to use for kisi adam. Meis, we have a kasher on this. The locher is kfi. Kfi is a type of an animal that it's a suffix, is a doubtful to us if it's a chai or a behema. The locher is, if you shecht a cow, a behema, you don't have to make mitzvah kisi adam. If you shecht a deer, a chaya, you have to make kisi adam. So kfi is a type of an animal that it's a suffix to us if it has mitzvah kisi adam or not. We're not sure if it's called a chaya or it's called a behema. So the locher is kfi, and shecht a meis biyantif. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to shech the kvi. Because you're going to come into problems to make a kisi adam. Since it's only doubtful if you have to do the mitzvah kisi adam, so when a suffix on Yom Tov, we don't want you to do the kisi adam. Therefore, we tell you don't make the shechita roll together. But v'yim shochetu, let's say you didn't ask any questions. You went ahead and you shechted the kvi on Yom Tov, then the locher is, ein mechasen es domei. You're not allowed to make a kisi adam. You're not allowed to do it. Because since it's a suffix to us, whether it's a mitzvah kisi adam altogether or not, so in Asafik we say, don't make the kisi. That's the halacha. Trashu v'yim shachatu ein mechasin es domai tishema behembu. We have to be afraid. Maybe it's only an animal. V'yein by mitzvah kisi. There's no mitzvah kisi altogether. V'yein metaltlin off lekach. And if so, there's no mitzvah kisi. You have no right at all to touch this dirt. So if bishleim, if you learn like we learned in our Mishnah, that we're talking about dirt that you have a shovel stuck into the ground, that's really muksa. And the reason why Veshama is matarit mishum mitzvahs kis yadam, he's matar the yisam muksa. So it's very good here. When you have a kfi, it's a suffix, it's doubtful for us. If there's a mitzvah kis yadam, you're not allowed to touch its dirt, because it's a yisam muksa. But the kasher is, v'yisa, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, l'chsayek Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda now, that there's a mitzvah that a person brought dirt into his house before yontif, that's not muksa at all. You could use for any purpose you want. See, if so, if there's such a case like that, why can't I make a shechita on the kfi on Yom Tov? Let me shech this animal. What's the suffix? The suffix is the mitzvah kisi or not. Maybe yes, maybe no. You know what you do? Take your dirt that you have prepared from before Yom Tov. It's not muksa. You could use it to cover up shmutz if you want. So instead of covering up shmutz, use it now to cover up the dam. There's no issue involved. How come the Brisa says there's no Eitzah? You're not allowed to cover up to make the mitzvah kisi adam here. Why not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have Eichat Timsa. So Mari assessed that some men who want to struggle with Rabbi Yehuda and said that even if you bring dirt into the house before Yom Tov, it's still muksa. Furthermore, that's not a kasha on him. Well, the time, according to you, lechsaya b'efekira. Anyway, there's a kasha. Our Mishnah says that if you have ashes in the oven that was there from before Yom Tov, it's not muksa, it's mutter. So anyway, there's hechet tinses, how you could have something that's roi for kisi adam, that's vade, not muksa. So how could you tell me now that a kfi, you can't do kisi adam, because there's a suffix muksa involved? Oi v'dake noitz. And the other rates are in the case we have the shovel stuck into the ground beforehand, we had before that Veshamai says you are allowed to. So why isn't Veshamai Moida? Here also you should be allowed to. Rashi says, L'chsayu b'dakenoi tzayu b'yafakira. To abehed yu tzayu mastis in the mukhenu. It's understand. The Gemara is now mashma. Dakenoi is mamish called mukhen now. At least maybe according to Veshamai maybe. So I'll call upon it anyway to Kashir. Ella, what do you have to answer me? The less late. This bride is talking about a certain case that you don't have any ashes from the oven. You don't have any shovel stuck into the ground. That's what we're talking about. See, if so, it's not so shred to say, Hachinami de Leslie. We're talking about a kimta where this person did not bring dirt into his house before Yom Tov. Another Havada we hold like the Yehudi Shita. If the person did bring dirt into the house before Yom Tov, Havada it's not Muksa, and you're allowed to touch it, you're allowed to use it. In such a case, if you have a Kvi, Gesundheit, make the Shita run Yom Tov, and take that dirt and cover up the blood, then you're not doing anything wrong. But here the Brice is talking about a person that does not have any dirt that was prepared before Yom Tov. So now, you only want to do is touch Muksa. So if it's a Vaday Mitzvah, Kisei Adam, Anachayim, then Beishami says, yes, you're allowed to. But here, where it's only a Sufik, if there's a Mitzvah, Kisei, you're not, then we say, you're not allowed to touch Muksa. You don't have a right, like, ain't Sufik, Moitzim, Medei Vaday. The Yisra Muksa is a Vaday Yisra Muksa. The Mitzvah, Kisei Adam, is only Minas Sufik. But a Sufik, we say, don't do the Shrita, don't be over the Yisra Tiltul of Muksa. But there's no Kasha on the Yudah. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if that's the case, Leslie, Yehochi, my Yuri Sofik, what are you talking about? It's a Sofik, if it's a Kvi or not? On a Sofik, on Kvi, Afilu Vade Namiloi. If this is the case then, that you don't have any dirt altogether, so even if it's a Vade then the Kasher is, Luchuri can't make a Shkiter either. You have a Vade Chai, you have a chicken here. But we're talking about now, we don't have anything prepared from before Yom Tov, you only have Muksa, so nobody is matter to touch Muksa. In other words, we're going now, even according to Veshamai, he's only matter when you have the Deka Noitz, the Boy Joim, it's like some Hachana was done there. It's not a complete Muksa case. But you have nothing prepared from before Yom Tov to touch pure Muksa, pure dirt, to make a Kisui, even according to Veshamai, it's also. So then why does the Brisa say here, only a case of a Kfi? It's a Suffolk if there's a Mitzvah. You can't do it. Even if you have a Vade chicken here, also you can't do it. If you don't have anything prepared from before Yom Tov, only Muksa, nobody is matter to say you could shech the chicken right now. How do you do the Mitzvah Kisei Adam? Later I'll take Muksa, dig a dirt, and cover it. No, you're not allowed to do it. So why does the Brisa only say Suffolk you're not allowed to do? In such a case, even a Vade you can't do. But the Marafilu Vade Namiloi. Tomorrow says Enech Nami. Loi mi boy comer. Not only this, even that. Loi mi boy, not only Vadei. The loy lishcher, not only a Vadei. You can't make the shchitom, because on a Vadei chicken, you have to do the mitzvah Kisei Adam. And when you don't have any dirt prepared at all, only muksa, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You can't touch the muksa. So then for sure, don't make the shchitom on the chicken. Abu Safik, but let's say this guy has this type of an animal that's doubtful, it's a Safik if it's a chay or a behemah. We don't know if there's a mitzvah Kisei Adam or not. Ema, I would tell you, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov Lishchoy. Gesundheit, we should tell you, have no meat today. Gesundheit, make the shchit on the animal. You'll not eat the animal. V'leilich Sayu. You have blood on the floor now, and it's doubtful if there's a mitzvah Kisei Adam or not, so don't do it. I mean, a Safik, Enech Nami. It's a Safik mitzvah Kisei Adam. You can't touch the muksa to do it. So Enech Nami, I would have thought to say that you are allowed to make the shchit, I call upon him, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. That's what the Brisa teaches in a tremendous Chiddush. No, that since you won't be able to do the Soif, the Mitzvah, Kisei Adam, you are not allowed to make the Shechita. So even though you have no other meat tea today, you're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov, so what? You have no right to make the Shechita, because then it's doubtful if there's a Mitzvah Kisei, and you can't be in the kind of Mitzvah Kisei, so that's the Chiddush of the Brisa. But it could be an Echnami Yavada in such a case, also you can't do. For the Gemara,